From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, December 8th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, December 5th through Monday, December 8th. Eric Anderson reported in the Times Union, Ginsburg's Foods Executive Vice President Nancy Fuller Ginsburg was, quote, devastated to learn that the Gundt Planning Board would want the town to lose 270 jobs. Ginsburg was responding to news of the board's rejection last week of the food distributor's long-planned $11.3 million expansion. The company is reportedly now reviewing its options. The planning board decision also puts at risk plans to develop a food hub that would give local farmers a way to ship their products directly to grocery stores, Ginsburg said. Town officials could not be reached by comment by the Times Union. Ginsburg started as a grocery store and butcher shop in Hudson in 1909. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is calling for a comprehensive review of the state justice system after a grand jury refused to indict a New York City police officer in the Eric Garner murder case. Matthew Hamilton reported in the Times Union, Cuomo said in two interviews Thursday, December 4th, that while a federal civil rights investigation into Garner's death is needed in the short term, changes should be discussed in the upcoming legislative session to reverse widespread public distrust of the police and courts. Asked if he would consider assigning special prosecutors to grand jury cases, Cuomo alluded to a Missouri grand jury's decision not to charge a white police officer in the shooting death of a black teenager. He said, quote, I don't think there's going to be any one answer. This is not just Eric Garner. It's not just Missouri. It's bigger and broader and with fundamental genesis, unquote. Ryan Anglum is reporting in the Daily Mail the Hunter-Tannersville Central School District may host a hotel-restaurant management program in conjunction with the Hunter Mountain Ski Resort. Hunter-Tannersville Superintendent Dr. Patrick Darfler Sweeney said the idea for a program in hospitality was proposed approximately 2 years ago. He said Hunter Mountain is willing to partner on the project. The Hunter Elementary School building, located directly across the road from the facility, would be used to house the program. The Catskill Central District is already interested. Quote, we see this as an opportunity for our kids, unquote, Catskill Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell said. The program is expected to be run by Questar 3 BOCES. Siobhan Barton reported in the Register Star, the town of Livingston on Friday, December 5th, received a grant to document historic landmarks in the 226-year-old municipality. The funding was welcomed by residents who fear their property might be acquired by a state initiative to update and enlarge existing power lines across the state. The $8,200 grant was awarded by the Preservation League of New York. It will provide the funds to pay for a year-long archival program and field research of the area. Information collected will help determine the properties to be submitted to the National Historic Register, which may provide owners with exemptions from the New York State Energy Highway Project. Pam Klein, the head of a grassroots advocacy group opposing the power line expansion, helped draft the grant proposal. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly sunny with a high near 31. Tonight, a chance of snow mainly after 2 a.m., cloudy with a low around 29. The chance of precipitation is 30%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Tuesday, snow likely before 10 a.m., then rain and snow combined, turning to rain after 11 a.m., the high near 39. Tuesday night, rain before 3 a.m., then snow and rain with a low around 35. Wednesday, rain and snow showers likely, becoming all snow after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 35.